Photo Day, where fans will be allowed on the field before the game to get up-close photos of their favorite players, coaches, and Fred Bird. Tickets are available now at cardinals.com/promotions.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-514-3546. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, where you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-514-3546. 1-800-514-3546.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey, what did you do for the 4th? Too bad you didn't make it to my party. The view of the fireworks from my deck was epic.
Believe me, I'd rather have been at your house.
Then why didn't you come, man? I told you I had the couch reserved just for you.
Well, let me put it this way. I shouldn't have pre-partied and only partied at your place, where I was planning on staying.
Huh? So then, where'd you go?
Let's just say the view of the fireworks wasn't so good from a jail cell.
This reminder to drive sober or get pulled over is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Farmers Insurance believes that the more you know, the better you can plan. Find your local agent by calling 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS.
He's back!
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
very scrumptious looking sausage.
Oh, yeah. I could provide that for you.
In his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 16th edition. We're on the backside of July. And this edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by Associated Physicians Group, APG, website apgpain.com. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business, and they're very good at what they do. You do not need to live in pain. You don't have to do that. There are ways to get that pain alleviated, eliminated. We'll talk about some of the ways, about an upcoming seminar. Thank you for being with us. And an old joke that I'm bringing back today.
Hey!
At the control board, it is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you have $25,000 or more saved and are switching jobs, then that would be a great time to call Mark and Jason to set up a free consultation regarding your investment options.
What would that cost? That's
absolutely free.
Oh, okay.
For their phone number or more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
There was a recent survey taken in the St. Louis area. What male broadcaster do most females indicate they're most attracted to just from the voice? And the overwhelming winner was Dan Strauss. Dan Levi Strauss. Yeah, chick dig you. How's it going, Dan?
Great. Now, hi, everybody.
He's in the house with his trouser mouse. There it is right there. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Norman and Sullivan had all his teeth pulled out, but he can still play that kazoo. And Rat Boy had a really great suggestion. Till he gets his teeth in December, eat soft what?
Cheese.
Soft cheese. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You could gum that cheese. Good idea, Rat Boy. Always thinking of others and always thinking of cheese. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, come on, sit down. Really, we don't deserve it.
We're fired up today. Oh, Bill Cleveland will join us here in a moment, too. We didn't forget about him. Associated Physicians Group, APG, you can, if it helps you remember it, All Pain Gone, that's a good way to remember it. One of the things they are best known for is their Alternative to Knee Replacement program. This is tremendously successful. And this is not an exaggerated number. Thousands of people have either been able to avoid knee replacement surgery altogether or put it off for quite a while thanks to this Alternative to Knee Replacement program offered by Associated Physicians Group. And there's another seminar coming up July 22nd. That's Tuesday. That is next Tuesday. It's at noon at the Gateway Center in Collinsville, Illinois. Now, there'll also be one on the 24th, Thursday. That'll be, and that's at 5 p.m. That's at Spazio's, right out here in the Westport Plaza area in Maryland Heights. So the 22nd, next Tuesday, Gateway Center in Collinsville at noon, and the 24th, 5 p.m., Spazio's. I'm going to give you a website in a minute that has all that information, all the seminar information you need to know. They don't want a giant crowd of people. They're not looking for 500 people. 40 people or so, that's perfect. That's perfect. That way you get up close and personal. You can ask all the questions and learn everything there is to learn about the great possibility that there is an alternative for you to knee replacement. And these people can tell you all about how that works. They are, as I said, in the physical therapy and pain management business. So their goal is to help restore your mobility, is to relieve your pain. And they're real good at what they do. Knees, necks, and backs, and shoulders, and all the other body parts in between all those. They have a few different clinics and different services offered at different clinics. You need to go to the website to find out who does what where. But they have locations in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Maryville, and on this side of the river, Creve Coeur, behind Bristol's, where they have, they offer just the Alternative to Knee Replacement program. Best thing to do, if you're in pain and you're just, you've decided, you know, unless you've decided, I like this pain. That's, I believe that's called a masochist. And I love it, and I hope I can be in pain for the rest of my life. Then you don't need these people. But if you have decided you've had it and you cannot go on like this, what do you have to lose by going to this website? You might, it could be a life changer. It's apgpain.com. That's apgpain.com. Take a look at what they do, how they do it, where they do it, and then you make the decision. apgpain.com. From downtown St. Louis, being very patient and pushing back his contribution to the show so that Norman could shine in the kazoo spotlight, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Bruce told me a while ago that's the best kazoo playing that he's ever heard, and Bruce is quite the musician.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite a compliment to Norman. Bill Cleveland, of course, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There is a free app. It's STL Taxi. Download it. You'll be glad you did. Of course, the number for Laclede Cab, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Bill. Wednesday afternoon.
How are you, Bill?
Doing good. How y'all doing today?
Let me check. How we doing?
Good.
Good.
You know, I heard through the grapevine that you made a couple of jokes yesterday after I hung up the phone.
No, not this show. No, they were listening to somebody else.
Oh, about your height?
Me and a cab driver, and then I would maybe need a booster seat to see over the
No, that was not
I heard.
No.
Was that not you?
No. Never.
That had to be John Carney. That, he's the coolest,
that was,
the coolest
on the
guy
other
here.
Station, probably.
Or Carney. John Carney would do that.
Yeah, he would do that. He would do that. Yeah. No, just checking.
Okay. Larry Connor said something about you needing blocks on the pedals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was probably Larry after your joke.
Yeah, he's got a mean streak, that Connors.
You made jokes about him the other day, so I think he was pretty keyed off.
Bill, we're your friends. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We would never throw you under the bus.
No.
Well, baseball's All-Star game was last night. You guys watched the All-Star game. I enjoyed the broadcast, especially how they managed to work in a few minutes of baseball between shots of Derek Jeter's girlfriend in the stands.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Able to get a few minutes of the game in. Scientists in Scotland have created a dictionary of gestures used by chimpanzees. It's pretty interesting. Even more interesting, the book about chimp gestures is already 10 spots higher than Hillary Clinton's book.
Oh, man. That's not good.
Didn't do very well. Should put a
hey, I got a great idea. It's too late, though. Bob Cuban should have jumped on this Jeter. They haven't. You heard about the guy known as the Jeter. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Thank you. Then Dan appreciates. He's a musician.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Bill. Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. It's on.
A man in a nursing home in Brazil may be the oldest person in the world at 126.
Whoa!
Yeah.
The man was born when the country of Brazil still had both slavery and an emperor. And today, President Obama said, oh, yeah, sure, nobody asked this guy for his birth certificate.
I get it.
And finally, it's that.
Kenya humor.
Yeah, 126 years old. If true, that's absolutely insane. The man said the only thing he really remembers about his childhood was that he and his grade school classmates used to love listening to Frank O'Pinion.
Oh, man.
Woo, see, I deserve it. After all the nose jokes, I deserve it.
Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by the Cleve Cab, the AM, and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on 6550 KPR.
I was sure there was going to be a Joan Rivers joke in there. I just see, he threw us. He derailed us.
Yep.
You can't predict that, Bill Cleveland. Thank you, Bill. There goes Bill. BillOnTheRoad.com. You got some downtime. You're looking for something to, you know, look at online. That would be a good thing. He's got some good stuff on there. This morning, there was a little blurb in the paper, and in a paragraph, it mentioned some reference to Amway. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Amway is still, and apparently it's still around. Now, a few years ago, we talked about this because I had read somewhere that Amway was, I don't know, one of the biggest corporations still in the world, and in the studio today off the air we were just asking each other, and the answer was the same as it was a few years ago. We never see an Amway product in anybody's house.
No.
ever. So either people in other countries are buying the stuff or nobody is buying it. A real quick story, years and years and years ago, a guy who I knew invited me, and I remember the phone call. He says, I have a great business opportunity for you. And he said, there's some money to be made. It's just a few people that we're going to be talking to and letting in on this. And, of course, it didn't click that it was an Amway deal. I go to this house, and a guy gets up who's hosting, and he has an easel, and he starts writing some numbers like, you know, the average American wants to retire at the age of course, that goal to many is unattainable. And I said, hang on a second, is this an Amway presentation? And he said, just a moment. This is a presentation about financial independence. I said, is it Amway? And finally he said, yeah, and I got up and walked out. I just left. This Amway thing is still, to me, the greatest mystery. Oh, and by the way, 2 years later, after this friend invited me to this thing, I said, hey, how's that Amway thing going for you? And he said, I got a garage full of this SH. So apparently he had to buy it, and then he couldn't unload it. And some of their products, I'm sure, are very, very good. The only product that I can remember ever using was when I was about 18, I road carpool to school with a guy. He would drive one day and then I drive, or he'd drive a week and I'd drive a week. And his shoes were always real shiny. And I said something about it, and he opened the glove box and there's a can of Amway spray shoe shine. And he said, here, spray it on your shoes. And it was like the world's greatest shoe shine guy had worked for 2 hours on your shoes. I don't know, it's probably bad for your shoes, but man, did they shine. And that's it. That's the only Amway product I've ever seen anybody use or have ever seen in anybody's car or house.
The other one I was thinking of is Avon. I guess Avon's still around, right?
I think it is. As far as I know. And do they still go to women's houses?
I don't know. I think
they do.
I, and I think they have catalogs. Somebody will give you a catalog, and then you can look through the catalog and order.
I remember years ago, your mom would go, oh, she's my Avon lady.
Yeah.
Somebody would be your Avon
lady. Let me call my Avon
lady.
And
you couldn't buy it except that way, but now I think you can.
You know what we're going to get for Dad for Father's Day? We're going to get him that car cologne in the car. Remember the,
oh my
the glass
goodness.
Car?
Yes. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Memories. did you see the footage of the guys beating the crap out of that carjacker? They pulled the guy out of the car.
No, I heard about it.
I saw it on the news. It's great. This thug decides to carjack this woman, and there are people who see it, and they rush to the car, and in his attempt to get away, he hits a pole, and so that's he's unable now to get away. They pull him out of the car and just beat the crap out of him. And then when the police get there, he starts struggling with this cop, one officer, and they jump in and start beating on him again, helping the cop out. It was great. It was great. Here's the problem with it. There was a guy who captured it all on his phone, the camera, the video on his phone, and he said, and this is something to think about, at first, he thought the guy they were pulling out was the victim of a bunch of street thugs. Because if you saw some people pulling a guy out of a car and beating him, you wouldn't know the guy in the car was a carjacker. And this is where, when you're going to carry a gun, this is exactly the kind of thing. You better be absolutely sure who the bad guy is and who the good guy is. Because a lot of times, it's not what it appears to be. You know, when I first saw the video and it was on in the house and I didn't have the audio up, I'm watching a bunch of people pull and I'm thinking, that poor guy. No, he's the bad guy. He's the carjacker. It's a great piece of video. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you will if you watch the news at all. And you're not like Peon, who never watches the news. John Carney, earlier today, on the way.
Hi, crew, Carney here.
I'm in the car. And I'm headed for lunch, and I heard him say he was reading the results of some sort of survey, and he said that 1 in 4 women, working women, say they have had sex with their boss.
Ooh. 1 in 4?
1 in 4, and I do not believe that.
Wow, that's a lot.
That seems high, doesn't it? But let's say it's accurate. Now, how many women do you think work here? 8? 12? 12. I bet there are 12 women here.
Really?
Well, think about it.
One.
I'd say like 5 or 6.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe
at least 8. Yeah. Let's say it's 8. Well, I know at least 8 women work here. That means Mike Dorsey is doing 2 of them. Hmm. 1 in 4? That would be 2 in 8. Now, we got to figure out which 2 women here are getting it on with Mike. And Mike always seems happier than he should seem. Have you noticed
happier than he should seem.
If you ran this place and you turned it on and listened to it, you'd be miserable. But he's not. So that tells me the statistics are accurate, and we are going to get to the butt. We're going to do some private investigative work, and we're going to find out what 2 chicks in this place are doing it with Mike Dorsey. Hmm. And Joyce, we will get to the bottom of this for you. That's his wife. We'll find out. 1 in 4 means 2 in 8. I feel so bad for this guy. They don't share his last name. It's a story. They just refer to Mike, his first name. He has what is medically known as a micropenis, which is a penis that, when erect, is smaller, less than 3 inches.
Oh. That's huge.
Listen to Dan. That's huge. Yeah, Dan's over there going, oh, what's the problem? And the reason this is a story is he lives in Australia. He has done an interview and shared with the public his experience of living with a micropenis. And he mortgaged his house to pay for surgery to extend it, and it failed. Mm. Now you're in debt like $50,000.
And you assured yourself of no dates at all.
Oh, yeah. The surgery cost him $45,000. They've told him they'll perform more work for another $18,000. And then it could be on top of that another $50,000. Hey, you know what? at some point, just deal with it. And is it really? And how do they? I've heard of this lengthening. How would they? How do you? How do they do that? What do you put a piece in between? Or
well, what they did with me?
Oh, no, right. Oh. Yeah, right.
It's not the size of the ship; it's the motion of the ocean.
He talks about having a micro penis and how in school he could never play any sports because he never wanted to go in the shower with the other guys because. And wow, just the name, micro penis. That, I mean, that says it all.
Man.
I've heard that micro phallus. That,
what's that?
It's the same thing, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do remember, and the guy's name was George. I don't remember his last name. In high school, and we've talked about this before, there's always that guy that has a man body. He looks like your dad.
Oh, he's got
a 40-year
hair.
Yeah, he's got all body hair everywhere.
Yeah.
Huge pubic pile of pubic hair and he's normal.
He shaves already too.
Yeah, he shaves. 13, he's got a beard and underarm hair and he's got a like a man-sized wiener and he's proud of that. And that was that guy that always couldn't wait to get his clothes off in the shower and took an extra long shower so that everybody could see he was the most man of anybody in the whole, you know, high school group. I hated that. Yeah, I don't know where he is now. George, wherever you are. I hope you're, I don't know, karma. You know, you had your day in the sun in the shower in high school, and I hope that later on, somehow there somebody came and out-wienered you at some point. That your wife left you for a guy with an even bigger one. And then there was a guy whose name, in high school, his name was Cary Grant. His mom named him after the movie star because their last name was Grant, so she named him Cary. And he also was a guy who was, he was a little bit short, but I used to stare at him because he shaved and he had a full beard in the sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just thought, wow, and I was so jealous of that guy. Remember how you wanted to older and more of a man, and you start shaving. Most guys start shaving before they have to, just so they can say, yeah, I got my own razor. So you can go to the store and buy shaving cream.
There was a guy that used to have a mustache, and it's like in junior high whatever.
You're so jealous.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be great to have a mustache like
that? We used to take mascara, and we'd have that peach fuzz, and we'd paint our mustaches.
I used to draw sideburns on because I wanted to be Elvis. And you know how I grew them with burnt cork. If you burn cork, light it on fire and put it out, it'll make real good like charcoal looks. You can make sideburns and stuff. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
In the 3 o'clock hour, not long into the show, somebody called and said one thing in a sentence that reminded me of a joke that I think it's been long enough since we told it, that we can tell it again. And it is such a ridiculous joke, but it's one of my favorites. I know I say that about 50 jokes. I think there are 50 that are my favorite. And it's the story, and it's a great joke to tell now because has there ever been a time when the comic book heroes were bigger? I mean, all these movies made out of comic book heroes. And this is a story about Superman and Spider-Man. And they run into each other one afternoon, and Superman said, hey, Spide, how's it going? He calls him Spide. He said, pretty good, Soup. How about you? And Superman says, flying around fighting crime. Spider-Man says, yeah, me too. Not much going on. He said, there was one thing, though, Superman said, I'll tell you, it happened the other day. It was pretty hot. And Spider-Man says, what's that, Soup? And Superman said, well, I was flying looking for crime. I was just flying over the city, looking down, seeing if there's any crime I could, you know, prevent or stop. And I flew over Wonder Woman's house. And Spider-Man, I'm going to tell you something. She was sunbathing on a lounge, like a lounge chair, totally naked, lying there on her back kind of arched up, boobs kind of glistening in the sunlight, and I flew and I circled around, took another good look, and I couldn't stand it. I couldn't take it anymore. She had her eyes closed. She was just soaking in the sun, totally nude, and I just thought, well, now's my chance. And I just swooped down right on top of her. Spider-Man said, wow, I bet she was surprised. He goes, not as surprised as the Invisible Man.
Meep, meep.
Here comes Tim Weiland with a check on traffic, Tim.
And things have gotten a little crazy out here. We've got an accident. It's on eastbound 40 just after the Chesterfield Parkway East overpass. It's got the right lane blocked and traffic now backed up between Long Road and Boone's Crossing. Another crash on northbound Lindbergh at Watson has the two northbound lanes shut down. Traffic is getting through in that center turn lane. Southbound traffic does have a delay as they stop to take a look. On southbound 170, stop-and-go traffic now approaching Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40, you're still jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown, Kings Highway out through Bellevue now. Looks like we're heavy through Hanley and McKnight, and then again from 270 out through Mason Road. On westbound 70, things are running slow still between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt. We have a little slowdown past the airport and then from the Blanchette Bridge out through Cave Springs. A few little pockets there. Eastbound 270 stacks up approaching McDonald through New Florissant, and northbound 170 heavy from 70 up through Airport Road. This report brought to you by Subway. Wake up to a Subway steak, egg white, and cheese flatbread breakfast sandwich. Tender steak blanketed with melty cheese and fresh toasted to perfection. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show is where St. Louis comes to talk, going one-on-one with St. Louis's top cop.
Are you able to quantify how much of the violent crime is random and how much of it is gang-driven?
The crimes tend to be individuals that know each other and are engaged in lifestyles that put them at risk.
Is the answer more police officers?
We arrest the criminals, the people that cause problems in our neighborhood. What we're seeing is that the courts don't give outcomes that keep the community safe. They use probation, a suspended imposition of sentence, a suspended execution of sentence, and give people second and third and fourth chances.
Listen to the entire conversation again on demand at KTRS.com.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath July Warehouse Sale. Make your plans to see the great deals, like 10% off your cabinet purchase with a free kitchen or bath remodeling estimate, 5% off 3-centimeter granite and quartz countertops, and 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet. Make sure to see the latest installed $7,999 bathroom with everything you need to completely remodel your 5x8 bathroom. And the famous affordable $5,000 kitchen has been updated with the latest materials and finishes. All these discounts, on top of the already low prices on quality cabinetry, countertops, and name brand appliances, will be too hard to pass up. Affordable Kitchens and Bath is located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more, call 636-441-1550.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to help prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. The security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-500-1966. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes, and we'll give you a $100 Visa gift card, absolutely free from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Call 1-800-500-1966. 1-800-500-1966.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Before firing up the barbecue, stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerberg's, and Straub's, or or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world. Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/14.
There's something special happening at Northwest Healthcare. From the compassion of our emergency department staff to the rapid results from our imaging and lab facilities to the comfort and convenience of our campus on Graham Road, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Northwest Healthcare. Member BJC Healthcare.
Dion and I were just admiring a woman we just discovered on CNN.
Ooh, look at
the moniker
picture
on here. Her name is Essie Cup, and she's got a couple of cups, too. And she's one of these chicks that tries to downplay her sexiness by wearing studious-looking glasses. Not working!
Stop it.
Yeah, you're still hot. Yeah, I know I'm really smoking hot, but hopefully these glasses will make you take me seriously.
No!
We're still looking at your cups, Essie. Time to go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans. He is a very happily married man, as am I, and Peon, and we rarely even
notice
give chicks like
that
this a second look. Today's a rare exception. Mike Evans is brought to you by the place where I had lunch today. I went in and sat down and had a fantastic, as good as I've ever had in my life, BLT, where the tomatoes are really red like they're supposed to be, and the bacon is applewood, and it was unbelievable. Not amazing, because everybody else uses that word, but it was great. It was at Annie Gunn's today, and there were a lot of people in the smokehouse getting food to take outside and sit in the beautiful weather and eat. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, and never forget, gift certificates are a great idea from Annie Gunn's or the smokehouse. Folks, here he is, Mike Evans.
Here I am, and here I'll be, and there you go, and there it is.
Listen to that crowd.
They love me, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Sit down, everybody. What's going on?
Tell them to sit down. Relax.
Relax.
We'll be here all week.
What's happening?
There you go. By the way, tomorrow when we talk, it'll be from Dallas, Texas.
Ooh. Going to see your daughter?
Yeah, I'll go see Ashley.
All right.
Pop quiz question. Michael Jackson was a nut. He had a habit of stealing certain thing when he would go into restaurants. Found a whole collection of them when they went into Neverland. Is it hot sauces, Tabasco sauces, salt and pepper shakers, or cloth napkins?
Well, all I know is that he did not like his privacy invaded. And we did an interview with him one time.
Really?
Yes, I'd like to play it for you. It's very brief. Where they issued a search warrant or something. He was very upset about it. And we're the only people that didn't edit it and air it as it was broadcast.
Wow.
A peon is
looking for
it. Peon's out. Oh, see, this is awkward.
He's looking for it. We haven't played it, no.
We haven't played it. Have you found it? It's Mike, I'm so sorry. This is so awkward. Normally peon is on right on top of it. But I'm giving this 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. You got it?
Yes.
Here we go. Any minute, any moment, any second.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
He was so upset, you could just tell.
I know. Well, what was he ripping off at the restaurant? So I'll give you the answer to that in just a second.
Okay. Wait a minute. I thought, what's his name, said there wasn't nothing strange about
Al
your
Sharpton
daddy.
Said there wasn't nothing strange about your daddy.
Yeah,
daddy.
That's right. He did say that.
So you must be wrong about that.
Well, yeah. You know, maybe a lot of people don't think it's strange.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Final word on the World Cup. On one of Germany team's floats at the victory parade in Berlin was one of Germany's most popular celebrities. David Hasselhoff.
Yes, he's huge there.
Unbelievable. They had him on one of the winning floats of the Germany soccer team. Unbelievable. Little congressman tells me that some of these illegal immigrant children are coming into the United States with their moms, but some are coming in with their uncles and cousins who are confirmed violent gang members.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know if that's too good for us. I don't know. By the way, moron, idiot, Nevada Senator Harry Reid said yesterday, I was watching CNN or Fox, and I just heard his speech, and he actually said, direct quote, "The entire U.S. border is secured," end quote.
Well, that settles it.
Yeah, exactly. He also is a guy that said that they was upset about the hobby store and the ruling handed down that America would not stand by, even though Supreme Court judges, that 5 white men would decide women's fate.
Yeah,
there's a black guy that's on the Supreme Court judges to vote against. So you might want to check that out.
Yeah.
Boy, he's an idiot. How did he even ever get elected?
Well, I don't know, but somebody needs to tell him he died about 4 years ago.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Movie news, The Dawn of Apes is in the works. They're writing a script now. Did you hear about this scientist in New York that works with chimpanzees, and they talked to theater and to letting him bring in 3 chimpanzees and some veterinarians and let the chimps watch the movie? Bought him popcorn, and these chimps are sitting there watching this movie.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. And he said that during most of the movie, they were happy, and when the good monkeys are doing things, they would kind of squeak a little bit, and they were happy, and they were real excited. But when the bad monkeys started doing things, they started barking and jumping up and down and throwing things at the screen.
That sounds to me like that could potentially have been very dangerous, to take 3 chimps to that ape movie.
Yeah, but it's amazing to me that they seem to know what was going on.
Well, they're almost like us.
Well, there you go. There's been a lot of stories that the reason Jack Nicholson has basically retired from acting is that he's been suffering from some type of dementia, and he can't remember his lines. The only project that Jack has agreed to in the last 3 years was Warren Beatty's Howard Hughes story, and now Jack has pulled off that. He's not going to do that one either. A lot of people here in Hollywood very worried now about Jack Nicholson.
Well, I talked to him this morning.
Oh, is where, Frank, you needed to record it.
Well, I did.
You're kidding.
He says he's fine. Here, I said, Jack, how you feeling? Here's what he said.
I feel pretty darn good right now. Who
Jack,
are you?
You lost your place, Jack?
Yeah, I can't remember what
Frank
I was.
Opinion.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mike, that was the. I guess there is something.
These are something to the story. You know that I'm going to be on top of it, homie.
All right. Check it. Good talking to you, Steve.
Yeah. No, Frank.
Please. Odds and ends clearing up some old business to keep out of trouble. Justin Bieber says that he's going to go to the gym 6-7 days a week, work out 5-6 hours a day, so he'll be so tired he can't get into trouble.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, right. That'll work good. Swimmer Michael Phelps, who said he retired from the Olympics last year, but is it
true?
Phelps has quietly been swimming hundreds of laps a day. It appears that he's going to go out for the 2016 Olympics.
All right.
Michael Phelps. Rich keep getting richer. The Kardashians just cut a multi-million-dollar deal for their own video game.
Oh, my goodness.
And now, even a bigger deal they're working on for their own slot machines. I've always thought of Kim Kardashian as being a little slot machine herself.
Oh, see what he did there?
Yeah. Did
her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, and leave it on top, and finally. Michael Jackson used to take from restaurants. Hot sauce, tobacco sauces, salt and pepper shakers, or cloth napkins?
Oh, man. I'm going to say salt and pepper shakers.
I'll say napkins.
I will also say napkins because that's the weirdest of the three, and he was weird.
Different hot sauces and tobacco sauces.
I was wrong.
Mike Evans, I'm Bob Hollywood. Talk to you tomorrow from Dallas. Dallas, Texas!
Who got it right?
Nobody. Not one of us.
Yeah, I don't picture Michael Jackson in the hot sauces at all. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both in Chesterfield Valley.
He didn't mention
Wimbledon at all. It'll come around again.
Let it slide.
It'll come around again, or there'll be something else he'll mess up. And thank you, folks, for staying on him about it. American Equity Mortgage, the longest-running advertiser on this show, 22 years plus 52 weeks a year. And in that time, you, and thank you for this, by the hundreds, or let's make it thousands, have called them when you needed a mortgage and you wanted to no longer be a renter but a homeowner. You have called them when you, well, you were a homeowner, but you needed to use the equity in that home to borrow money. And you called them for second mortgages, and you called them to pay off credit cards, and they've helped you with that, and they've shown you how to do that, and they have taught you that about the smartest money you can borrow is money borrowed using the equity in your home. It's ridiculously low interest, and it's still low, as opposed to credit card debt, which is ridiculously high interest. So you trade bad debt for good debt, and you win, and you save a lot of money. That's what they do. And, of course, again, if you decide you found the home of your dreams and you need somebody to put that mortgage paperwork together, they'd be happy to do that because they've done it for a long time. They are the one everybody else wants to be, American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. And don't confuse their number with anybody else's. This is the number to call, 314. Here's the important part, 878-9999.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they've just moved the accident on eastbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway East off to the right shoulder just within the last 30 seconds. And things are still jammed up between Long and Boone's Crossing up through Chesterfield Parkway East. Also, we've got an accident on southbound 94 after Mid-Rivers Mall Drive that has the left lane blocked, and you're back to Central School Road. Northbound 94, you're slowing from Breeze up to where this accident is. On southbound 141, heavy from south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. Highway 270 southbound is looking a lot better. Just slow down from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, though, you still have stop-and-go traffic. The Science Center through McCausland from 270 out through Mason and then from Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And southbound 170 stacks up from Olive down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Nexium 24-Hour. Now, for the first time ever, the purple pill is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour. This is Nexium level protection. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hadley, Cure, the SEC. All this week, The Big Sports Show will bring you reports from the SEC gathering in Birmingham. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented.
Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, well, this has been so much fun. We have a very special guest tomorrow about 3:30. You do not want to miss our discussion with Gary Hansen. We had him in years ago. We're going to tell his story again. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's called a teaser, all right? Thank you for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It is the latest Craigslist scam revealed by a resident here in Columbia, Illinois. Here's your hint. Be careful when you're applying for a job.
A man is charged in a bizarre road rage incident. The scary moment for drivers traveling on Interstate 270. St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley came out swinging today with a new commercial blasting opponent Steve Stenger. Why both campaigns claim the other is playing with the facts.
First at 6, job seekers beware. If you're out looking for that perfect way to make some extra cash, you could be in for a very unpleasant surprise thanks to at least 2 listings on the Craigslist website. Fox 2's George Sells is live in Columbia, Illinois with what you need to watch for. It's a story you'll see only on Fox. George.
Well, Sandy, after all, who wouldn't want to make a little extra money and maybe even get the chance to work from home? That was Rebecca Townsend's goal in all this, but her search for some part-time work almost had some big-time consequences. Searching through Craigslist for job possibilities is nothing new. When Rebecca Townsend